welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on this week's episode, we're going to do a quick catch up and then read some Reddit posts. Some Am I the Assholes or Would I Be the Asshole posts from Reddit. But first, Sarah, how's the job going?
The job is going great.
I don't know that I asked you last week, but what's going on with Kohl's?
So Kohl's decided to be petty as shit. Okay, so I went in to get my schedule because this week was supposed to be my last week with them, because they're not willing to work with me if I'm not going to be able to work weekends, which I'm mostly working weekends at LBJ. So, sorry, they decided to be petty. I went in there to get my schedule and I'm looking at it and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to work any of these days. Like, I'll be able to work one. Yeah. And then I was like, I could work a couple of other shifts. But they were like, oh, okay. And then a couple of days later, I get a phone call. And by a couple of days later, I mean like yesterday. I got a phone call yesterday. No, I'm sorry. I got a phone call on Wednesday. All my days are running together. I got a phone call from Kohl's on Wednesday saying, hey, we've covered your shifts for the rest of the week. No need to come in. And I was like, y'all just didn't want to pay me for that last day that I was going to work. So, which is fine. That's fine. But I'm like, that's real petty.
Yeah. I mean, oh well.
Yep, it's true.
You were leaving anyways.
I was leaving anyways. So it doesn't matter.
Is it anyways or anyway?
I think it's anyway, but I always say anyways.
I know. And I think not everybody, I won't say that. I shouldn't make declarative statements like that. But I think most people say anyways.
I think that is correct. Yeah. But yeah, no, everything's going fine at my job. This is actually the least stressed I have ever been, like, ever.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I was able to pick up a shift for tomorrow. I originally was going to be off tomorrow. But one of my coworkers needed to get something done with their car. So I was just like, well, I can work your shift if you need to like go do your car thing tomorrow.
What are you doing?
So I am working at admissions primarily, but also occasionally working in the museum store, which basically just consists of cashiering. And then every once in a while, I also get to be what's called a floater. The floater comes in for about 4 or 5 hours and helps like restock the museum store, cover breaks, lunches, that kind of thing. Does any like miscellaneous tasks. So yeah, it's not like super, super exciting, but it's nice. Everybody's real nice.
I don't like the way you said that.
What, that everybody's real nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like the word real nice. Like those two words together for me, for some reason, it feels like it should be really nice and not real nice. It seems dirty to me. I don't know why. It feels dirty to me.
It feels dirty to you. Okay. Well, no. Is really nice.
Well, that's good.
And I'm really enjoying myself, actually. Everybody's super chill. So yeah. So everything's going great there. And
you want to share your little tidbit about who's not allowed at the
library? Oh my God, library? Yeah, I was going to. So I learned today from the one of the security guards that, okay, when you enter into the Presidential Library and Museum, immediately left is LBJ's car. His car that he purchased after he left the presidency. So it's his own personal limo that weighs 5,100 pounds, BTW. And so it's a great tourist attraction. Like a lot of people come in literally just to take pictures of the car. But anyway, so the museum/library was holding an event one evening, and Matthew McConaughey, the actor, is here in Austin. And he in fact is a professor at University of Texas in Austin. I don't remember what he teaches. It's something related to acting, I'm sure. Anyway, So he was at the event. He got drunk and climbed into the car and got himself banned from the library and museum because of, like, security had to pry him out of the car and escort him out.
That's funny. I wonder if that little tidbit's on his Wikipedia.
Probably not.
Let's edit it.
Probably will be after this.
Go to Wikipedia. Sarah's going to add it to his Wikipedia.
But yeah, no, I really love this job.
That's good.
So, but I do have, since it is part-time, I do have an interview with their library, on Tuesday.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm very excited.
Look at you putting your degree to work.
Trying to, anyway. I think I've also decided that going to just go ahead and get my master's in library science. It makes the most sense at this point.
Yeah.
And, like, yes, I still want to do linguistics, and I'm not saying I'm not going to, but I think I'm just going to go ahead and finish getting my library.
What do you get your bachelor's in, though? You have a bachelor's in?
I don't have a bachelor's. The problem is going to be finding a place that a bachelor's for library science.
Yeah.
So I'm probably still going to have to get my bachelor's in something else.
Yeah.
Which will probably be English, to be honest. And then go for my master's in library science.
Let's see, because I think in most programs, to get a master's, you have to have a bachelor's in something.
Yeah, I think.
I think your internet is shoddy because you keep skipping every now and then.
Oh, no.
It's nothing crazy. Like, it's not super insane, but it's just like every now and then you'll freeze and then it'll skip a word or two. And then I have assholes on motorcycles revving their engines going by, which is extremely frustrating and obnoxious. We have my windows open because it's nice out today. So I left my windows open instead of turning on the air so that I don't have a $460 electric bill, even though it's summer's coming. So I'm going to have it anyways.
Right.
It's so frustrating. I love this place. I won't say that. I really enjoy the apartment and, like, the history behind where I live. The building, not so much the area, because it's kind of a gross, dirty area. But I like the apartment and the fact that it is an old manufacturing mill. But the layout is garbage. I would never have chosen to do the layout like this. I would have put the living room and kitchen closer to the front of the, like, closer to the entrance of the build and of the apartment, and then the bedrooms closer to the windows, and then that way you can close the windows and you are compliant with the regulation that says you have to have windows in your bedroom and not have these weird ass cutouts at the top of the bedroom.
Right.
I don't understand that, like, pass through window. That doesn't make sense to me. It's obnoxious. Anyways,
I know it's obnoxious because I lived with you for a bit.
Yeah. So my week, thank you for asking, Sarah. I really appreciate you checking in with me.
Oh my God.
it's been fun. I've been at work every day except for today. It was my only day to get to work from home, which is totally fine. I had a meeting earlier to plan for the Pride Parade in Boston, and I always feel awkward on that meeting because I don't know when to jump in and say something because they all know each other because they work in the same facility and I don't work in that facility. So it's like, I feel awkward trying to jump in and say something. And then I also feel like anytime I do, I don't want to sound stupid, but I do know that I'm going, or I have, we are planning on it, and it's in less than a month now. So the 8th of June, we will be at the Pride Parade. And then this week, we kind of finalized some activities that we're doing in June as well for Pride. One of them is the Pride Parade, or the Pride flag raising ceremony, where we're raising the flag. And after we do the raising of the flag, which I actually just got, and I'm trying to get it to relax so that there's not as many folds, like creases in it.
It wrinkles in it, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to put it in the dryer because I'm afraid, because of the material it's made out of, it might melt. if it's too heat or too high of heat. So I put it in the dryer a couple times just on a really low heat, low cycle or short cycle. And it's helped a little bit.
Do you have an air dry option?
I don't think so. There's like a low heat cycle. That's it.
Oh, because I was going to say, if you have an air dry option, you could throw it in there for that. Because that's
It's starting to, I mean, it's a month away. So it's starting to like relax and some of the creases are coming out of it. Because for some reason it was like vacuum sealed in the package that they sent it in instead of just put in the package. So that added to it, like the creases. And then yesterday I was on the phone talking to the Mohila company, who is the person that services my student loans. Hold on. Sorry, there was someone just like revved their engine really loud as they were, they started it and then they revved it. But I was on the phone with them because my student loans went into repayment and my payment was due like last week, or well, it was due Monday. And I was like, I've submitted the in-school deferment for that. Why hasn't it been completed? And then I got off the phone with them. That was actually on Wednesday. I got off with the phone with them and she said she was going to submit it and request information. And then yesterday I got a message saying that it was denied. So I called and I was like, why is this denied? And the woman that I talked to after like 20 minutes of research, she kept saying, like coming back and being like, do you mind holding for two more minutes? I'm doing some more research. It's like, sure, why not?
I mean, at least she was researching it, not just telling you, well, that's just the way it is. And
well, apparently she said she came back and they need a wet ink signature.
Oh my God.
I was like, what do you mean? Like I need to physically sign the paper, mail it to my school, and then they have to mail it to you after they fill in their portion of it. She said, what do you mean? You don't live by your school? No, my school is in Indiana. I live in Rhode Island. She was like, well, that's what it says. We have to have a wet ink signature. I'm like, it is 2024. Why the fuck do I need a wet ink signature for something that could easily be done online? That makes no sense.
Right.
So I called the school and they were like, the person I talked to first was like, I wouldn't know how to answer that. So I'm going to send you over to financial aid. So they sent me to financial aid and they were like, well, what we can do is resubmit the form and see what that does. And the person I was talking to at Mohila said that she was going to put an administrative forbearance on my account to kind of bring it back to default.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So she put a administrative forbearance on my account and then she put a documentation hold for the next 60 days so that I can get it figured out. But I'm just like, in what century do we live in that I have to send a actual ink copy of my form, my signature? That doesn't make any sense.
Right. No, I ran into something similar actually recently when I was trying to appeal my withdrawal. I had like literally done everything I was supposed to do. They messaged me back and were like, we need a wet signature for this.
That doesn't make any sense. It's 2024.
I was like, why though? Because I was like, you didn't need a wet signature the first time. So I don't understand why they need it now.
That's the other part I don't understand. I'm like, I didn't have to fill out this form any of the other 2 degrees that I've gotten. So it doesn't make sense. Like whenever I understand for my bachelor's degree, I wouldn't have had to because I'm in school. So that's, well, no, I should have because I got loans for the degree. So for my bachelor's degree, I should have had to sign one. I don't remember ever filling out this paperwork. And then for my master's degree, I never had to fill out this paperwork. I'm like, why am I having to fill it out now for my doctorate? Is it because this is a different graduate program and I already have a graduate's degree? Maybe, but like no one could answer me that. And then I was like, can you not just, she was the one woman that I talked to at Purdue Global was like, well, the registrar's office would really have the answer for you. I'm like, okay, can I talk to someone at the registrar's office? She's like, well, they don't have a phone number for you to call. Why? They're like, they only handle things through the email. Why? Who? Why? What? That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
But that's not the first time I've had that because I had another question that I needed to ask from the registrar's office. And they were like, oh, they only handle communications via email, which doesn't make any sense. But
that doesn't
whatever.
Make any sense to me at all.
So we'll see. I have 60 days to get it figured out. And then if I hear something from them, I should hear something from them next week. And if I hear again that it's been declined for whatever reason, I will reach back out and be like, listen, if you look, like, this is the part that pisses me off. The woman looked at my, like, the loans that I have, and for every loan you have, or for every term, you have to get a new loan. So there's like 15 of them, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
So she was looking at them and she was like, well, it looks like for the first few loans, there's a new one that was just taken out. All of the other ones say that you're no longer enrolled, but this one says that you are. I'm like, why wouldn't that just count towards the other ones? I don't understand. Like, why would you have one loan that says I'm in school? Why wouldn't they all be based off of that same one loan? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Right, exactly. It's just like, why would they not all be together? That's
It is what it is. Well, I'll figure it out. I'm not super stressed about it, but I was just like, this is stupid. Why is this happening? Why are we dealing with this in 2024 where you are asking me for a wet signature first? And then why am I having to fill out a form for something that you have one loan that says I am in school? That should be enough to cover all of the loans that I have.
Right.
To satisfy the I'm in school requirement.
Agreed.
Well, do you want to get into some of these Reddit posts?
Yeah, for sure.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 that we pulled, Sarah. And of them, 3 of them were from you and 9 of them were from me. Yeah. Originally, I pulled 10, but one of them had been pulled down.
Yeah.
Well, which one would you like to go through first? And then while you're reading it, I will listen, but then also read through my other ones so that my first one, so that I don't sound like a fool.
So, okay. The first one I'm going to read is the, am I the asshole for telling my son he was being a hypocrite by accusing his soon-to-be ex-wife of being a bad mom because she cheated when he loved his father despite him cheating on me?
That's a lot.
Extremely long title. All right. So, my son, David, is in the process of divorcing his wife, Amelia, after he found out she had a one-night stand with a coworker. Amelia begged him to try to work it out, but he didn't want to, and that's his choice. Very sad, since he loved her since they were 20, and they have 2 under 6 girls. He came to my house last night needing some time away from Amelia since they still live together. The girls stayed with Amelia. After a cup of wine, he started ranting about how she was such a bad mom to him, such a bad wife to him, and how she was a terrible mom for cheating, since that proves she's a bad person and can't be a good mom. I scoffed at that, and he asked me what was funny. I simply said, when we found out his father was cheating on me with his now wife, David surely didn't mind defending his father's character since he was a quote-unquote good dad to him. Him trashing Amelia was funny and downright hypocrisy, and added how he can't trash Amelia's parenting because she's a great mom, just not a good wife. He got mad at me for bringing up the past and left saying some nasty stuff. I called to ask if he made it home safely, but he told me to fuck off. Am I the asshole? I've moved on and married now, and my husband says I'm not wrong, but I don't want David to be mad at me long term. And I'm over here and I'm saying, not the asshole. Because I do feel like that's hypocritical that he was like, oh, my dad was a great dad, like, but oh, my wife is a terrible mom because she cheated on me, when his dad cheated on his mom and he still said he was a good dad.
I think it depends. Mainly because, oh, I don't think it depends. I think it's not hypocritical, but it's like, it's harder to say, to be negative against your parent because they're your parent, when it's easier to do it to someone that isn't really related to you. I'm not saying it's right. I think it's dumb. And either way, I think cheating is stupid, and doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't understand cheating. I don't understand why you would do that to somebody that you supposedly love.
Like, to me, if you're bored, then that's like, have a conversation and figure out a way to either make it like change your relationship or open it up. And if the person's not open to either one of those, then you leave. Then you just break it off. You end things. That's the grown up thing to do.
Yeah.
Be an adult, basically.
So many people out here do not know how to be adults and have adult conversations.
Yeah. I would say, so I can't remember.
I still don't think she's the asshole.
Okay. She's asking if she's the asshole. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say no, but I also wouldn't say that I would call the son an asshole. I just think he's immature.
Yeah, I think he's like really hurt right now, obviously.
His masculinity is damaged, and that's his way of coping with it, is by making fun of.
She's a bad parent because he's feeling a type of way. which is fair. Like, I'm not saying that he shouldn't be in his feels. I would be in my feels if my partner cheated on me.
Yeah.
I mean, I have been cheated on. So, like, I have been in my feels about that.
I might be that portion. That might be part of my, like, I'm potentially a psychopath where to me, I'm like, it is what it is. If my partner cheated on me, we would have a discussion about it. And if there was a potential for it to happen again, then I would cut it off. No, wait. Let me say that again. That came out wrong. I would cut off the relationship.
There you go. There you go.
I would end the relationship. And because it's like, I mean, or have the discussion about an open relationship. Because it's like, if that's something that you need to have to feel fulfilled or whatever, then potentially that's fine. But
you gotta have conversations first.
Yeah, it's discuss. Use your words, children. Use your words. All right. So the first one I'm going to do, I want to do the one. So you can't do this. Am I the asshole for not warning my wife one? That one's mine. I'm taking it because I really I kind of want to end on that one. So whatever ones we do, that's the one I want to end on because it's funny. Oh,
okay. All right. I moved that one to the end. We're ending on that one.
So I'm going to do the, am I the asshole for assuming my son-in-law was not coming to the barbecue? So it goes, my brother Nick is married to Ruby. They have a son, Jack. That's a lot of people to begin with your conversation, first of all. A couple days ago, I texted Nick and asked if they'd like to come around for a barbecue on Saturday. Ruby texted back the following. Hey, it's Ruby. Nick is working on his bike. He and Jack are at the race this weekend, so not around. So I replied, okay, no worries. We'll catch you guys another time. I'll text Jack, but please tell him good luck from us. And that was that, except that wasn't that, because Nick called me yesterday to say Ruby was upset that she wasn't invited. Oh, sister-in-law. I said, what did I say? Son-in-law?
Maybe.
So Nick called me yesterday and said to say Ruby was upset and she was uninvited from the barbecue. I'm so confused. She said Nick and Jack weren't around, meaning the majority of the family unit wasn't able to come. And so I assumed we'd just see them another time. Is that weird? If she had asked to come, like said, they're at the race this weekend, but do you mind if I stop by? I wouldn't have said no, but she didn't say anything. Ruby is a nice person and a fantastic mother, but she can be a bit funny about stuff like this. So I think this is just another overreaction from her. Did I actually mess up? I'm going to say that last conversation or that last little thing where he said she's a bit funny about it and she might be overreacting might be a little bit much. And maybe she's just really bad at voicing her opinion. I don't think it's automatically assumed that she will be there if the person that is like part of the family isn't going to be there.
Right. I like this person's comments because I don't think it necessarily makes him an asshole. I mean, yeah, it's a bit of an oversight. It says, you assumed she wouldn't want to come without her husband and son, but she did. Your text clearly seemed dismissive to her. You could have asked if she was still interested in coming after her reply, but that's more of an oversight on your part and doesn't reach asshole levels, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, it just seems like she didn't say anything in her text that said she wanted to come. And he was just like, oh, okay, well then we'll just see you guys another time. Like, to me, that doesn't make him seem like an asshole. It just makes him seem like he just assumed that she wasn't going to come because they weren't coming.
Right. Which, like, you know, I understand. The other thing that they said was, I would suggest reaching out to her and reassuring her that she's always welcome, because it sounds like if you two have a good relationship, you can just make up and move on.
Yeah, definitely. And there was a question about, well, was it Mother's Day? And the people that are the original poster is from the UK and their Mother's Day was in March. So there was no special occasion. So it makes sense. I think I agree with that last statement where I would say reach out to her and just say, hey, I didn't realize. I just assumed you may have something else to do. So since they weren't coming, neither were you. But when we have one in the future and if they're not there, feel free to come if you would like. I mean, my family, if we're having something, everybody just assumes they're invited and they may come or they may not come, even if we don't invite them.
All right, let's see. I'm trying to decide which next one I want to do.
But you said you definitely wanted to do the three that you sent me. So do you want to
do? Yes, I'm just trying to decide which one. So I guess I'll start with this one. Am I the asshole for being too distant from my daughter when she was going through her first period? I can already tell you the answer is yes, but we'll continue. I am the father of a young girl named Mira. last year, my wife went overseas for work and it was just me and our daughter at home. So as the title says, our daughter went through her first period while my wife was away. It was an awful experience for the both of us. I can still remember Mira lying on her bed, crying loudly from the pain, and I would be in the other room not knowing what to say or what to do because this is really a girl-to-girl issue to be handled. I was simultaneously distant yet close to her through this experience. What I mean by this is our daughter plays the guitar and I let her really rock out as loud as she wanted without damaging her hearing. And I bought her a new PS game to ease her mind and provide some comfort. And I also bought her a really beautiful journal to spill her heart out onto. But I told Mira to wait for just a few more weeks and mom would be home to be her safe space. When my wife came back home, she found out how freaked out I was about our daughter's first period. She was furious, as in she was slamming doors and yelling at me and all that. And she told me to grow the fuck up and reminded me that I've been an adult for more than 2 decades now. Now, to my wife's credit, she was really only behaving this severely when our daughter was at school and we tried to keep the peace together around Mira. So, he's the asshole. And there's a few reasons why he's the asshole.
Okay, I'll let you go. I don't necessarily agree, so I'll let you go and then I'll talk.
Here's the reasons why he's the asshole. One, menstruation is normal. It's a natural thing that unfortunately every person assigned a uterus has to go through. Everybody who has a uterus who is, you know, lived to adulthood is going to have gone through menstruation.
Agreed.
It's a fact of life, okay? It is not something to be shamed. It is not something to be, you know, avoided, okay? Avoid talking about, okay? It's natural. It's something that happens to half the population. Having gone through a period as a person who had a uterus at one point, there is nothing worse than the people you love around you making you feel like something's wrong with you or not being available to you to be there when you're having that time. Because it is gross. Nobody feels great about it. Okay. We all feel grossed out by it. It's gross. Okay. Nobody wants to be covered in blood all the time. Nobody wants to be cramping. Nobody wants any of that. It sucks. And it's shitty that all he did was just like let her cry in her room and be in pain when there's things that he could have done. Simple things, BGW, simple things such as offering her a heating pad, you know, giving her some ibuprofen. You know, there are things he could have done. He's an adult and his child is experiencing something that she's never experienced before, that is traumatizing to experience for the first time. And instead of being there and being available for her to like talk through some of her feelings and being like, this is awful and I hate it, he completely shut down and instead was like, oh, well, I'll get you things to like make you feel better, but also don't talk to me. Like, wait for your mother. Don't talk to me. No, he's the asshole.
And I'll say, I agree with some of those things. I don't necessarily think he's the asshole. I think it was a bad decision on his part, but nothing in this to me makes him seem like the asshole because he doesn't know the experiences. We don't know how old he is. We don't know how old she was. We don't know their relationship. Maybe they don't have a relationship that is super easy that they can open up and have a conversation about how she feels or what he can do to make her feel better. I know about the heating pad and the ibuprofen when someone's having their period, but maybe he doesn't. Yes, it could have been a quick Google, but in his mind, he's just that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
He should know what she does to handle her periods.
Maybe his wife is the same way, where she keeps her period private and doesn't talk about what she does to handle her periods. That happens a lot, Sarah. You can't
obviously
say it doesn't.
Not if she's yelling at him about not helping their daughter.
That doesn't necessarily mean that.
It strongly implied.
I disagree. I disagree. But I mean, I think what he did was stupid. And he did it from a man, thinking about it from a man's perspective, or what are some things that if I'm not feeling great, I would want, and letting me play music or letting me go into those things to her, that it sounds like she's more of a creative person because she plays the guitar. It sounds like she likes to write since he got her a journal so that she can write some things down in. And maybe that was his way of saying, write this down and then we can talk about it later. Or you can talk about it with your mom. I don't think he's the asshole because to me, it just seems like he's super uncomfortable and this is his way of trying to make it like bridge the gap because he doesn't know what to do. From a male talking to a female or a person with a uterus about what they're going through when they're having their period. It's an uncomfortable conversation. I don't have kids, so I don't have to deal with that. It's an uncomfortable conversation. Yes, he should have been a better father and actually stepped up and taken care of it, but I don't think it makes him the asshole. I just think it makes him stupid, and he should definitely learn from it next time she has her period and her mom is out of the town. So next time he'll know. He needs to see if she wants a heating pad, talk to her and see what he can do for her. Offer some soup. I think if you don't learn from your mistakes, then you're an asshole. But he had to make the mistake first before he knew. He now should know next time what he should do. That's my thought on the conversation. I don't think he's the asshole. I think he's stupid and maybe a little immature again, because like, why wouldn't you just Google what are some things that you can do for a pregnancy to help ease the pain?
Not pregnancy. We're the exact opposite of a pregnancy right now.
The lack of pregnancy.
You could Google. Google is free.
I know. Yeah. And like I said, it's not that I think he's an idiot and needs to grow up, but I don't think I would put him quite to the asshole group.
As somebody who's experienced a period, I'm putting him directly in the asshole bin.
And as a male who would be freaked out in the same situation, if I had to help someone who was experiencing their period for the first time, I don't know that I would react like that. But I have a sister that I was very close to, and most of my friends are female, so I know what to do. I wouldn't have acted like that. But then again, I can understand how someone who is not a female would react like that, because he's just thinking, let me do whatever I want.
So I do want to read this comment because it brings up a lot of good points. They said, what on earth did I just read? While I understand period pains are impossible for a man to understand, pain in general is not. Would you have left your daughter like that if she was sick or hurt? I really hope not, since one of your responsibilities as a parent is to help your child. My God, man, she must have been so scared. While you were uncomfortable because girls' issues are icky, your daughter could have easily been scared to death. She's never had this experience before and does not know what period cramps are or what they can feel like. You literally just left her there to deal with her body the best she could, because she couldn't just leave the room and ignore it until it's over. You know, like you did. You did that to your own child. Please realize that you are modeling behavior that she'll grow to expect from a future partner. My own father didn't help when I was scared and in pain from women's issues, so why would a romantic partner care? Do you treat your wife this way? What are you doing? Honestly, what if she had a ruptured ovarian cyst? Do you know what that looks like? It's time to educate yourself on these things. It's your responsibility and duty as a father, especially of a girl, to know these things. You could have turned this into a teachable moment for her, even a moment of bonding for you both. Go on Google, find out that pain is normal to a degree, and find out what remedies that pain, and then get her what she needs. Listen, I don't want to just bash you over this mistake. I'm sure you were confused and uncomfortable, which is definitely hard. But come on, man, you're the adult here. Please make it up to her. Apologize to her and to your wife for not living up to your responsibility as a parent, and ask for help when something is happening to your child's body that neither of you understand. Talk to a doctor, nurse, anybody to get where you need to be to support your child. As a girl who grew up with a father with something like your mentality, it changes who we are. It fucks with our ability to ask for help and guidance, because one of the most trusted adults in our life taught us that these issues are to be handled quietly and by ourselves. For fuck's sake, I lied to a male doctor about my lady issues, because that's what we are supposed to do with men, right? My dad made it a shameful, embarrassing thing, and he wasn't even as bad as you. Do better.
And I will say, there are two people in the conversation, so there could be, like, I'm not blaming it on anyone, but the conversation between a father and a daughter is very different from the conversation between a mother. Between the conversation between a mother and a mother. And there are times when a father-daughter conversation can be super uncomfortable for the daughter, and that's why they don't have that conversation. And the other part of it is, she knows how he'll react because he's an idiot and doesn't know how to answer or work for that. So that's why she may not have approached him. That's my take. I don't agree with what he did. I think he was stupid, and I think he was an idiot, and I think he should educate himself. Yes, but again, he could just be an idiot and not know how to educate himself.
Here's the only problem with your take, friend.
I don't care, Sarah. I get she's that my take child. Is wrong and she's the child, but he's also, he's a father. We don't know how old he is.
But what I'm saying is he's an adult because yes. he's over 20 because the wife, he mentions that in the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
He's over 20 years old. All right. He is an adult. She is a child. It is not her responsibility to talk to him about those things. And she obviously did bring it to his attention because he found out. So unless he was like going through her underwear drawer to see what was going on, you know, obviously she came to him to tell him, I started my period. So she started that conversation already.
Again, I don't think he's an asshole, but I think he's an idiot. I do think, however, why are you posting it on the internet and asking people if you're the asshole? If you don't want to know, if you don't want to get the, oh no, you're not an asshole, it's okay, dude. Like, you're obviously going to get reamed, especially from females, from a female perspective. Someone's going to tell you that you are definitely an asshole.
I know.
Anyways, so let's see, what one do I want to do next?
I don't know. What one do you want to do next?
It's coming up on Mother's Day, so I can do this. Although I don't know if this person is a mother or a father. Oh, I'm gonna do this one that says, "Am I the asshole for going back on my word to pay for my daughter's wedding?"
Oh yeah, that one sounded interesting.
Yeah. My daughter has been married 3 times. I love her, but she has just terrible taste in men. She's a smart girl, university educated, good career. Then she turned 25 and decided that crappy relationships were the way to go. I was rude the last time that she asked for me to help for her wedding. I was maybe a little salty because my wife and I, okay, so it is the father. My wife and I are supposed to be retired and enjoying life. Instead, we are raising my grandson while my daughter looks for her soulmate. She has tried 4 times now. Thank God she didn't marry the last clown. She has, however, found a new guy, the love of her life. And she came to me because I said I would pay for the next one. I said it didn't count because she never married the last guy. So she is furious now with me and for tricking her into thinking she could have a nice wedding again. I'm just done. I want her to meet a good guy, a good man, and settle down. She does not need to marry everyone she falls in love with, in my opinion. Actually, what she should do is forget guys and come to be a good mother for my grandson. Okay, I'm going to look at this 2 ways. I think he's an asshole, but for a lot of other reasons than not paying for his daughter's wedding. My first question.
I don't think he's an asshole for not paying for the wedding, but he's definitely not a great dad.
Yeah. My first question is, how many other weddings did he pay for? And could that be the justification for saying he doesn't want to pay for this wedding? Maybe.
Right. I mean, did he pay for all 3 of her last weddings? Because she's been married 3 times.
Yeah. So it's like, how many weddings did you pay for? And I would understand it would be kind of an unreasonable request to ask for someone to ask for your parent to pay for your wedding when you are being married for a 4th time.
Right.
I do think the way that he's kind of talking down about his daughter is a little makes him in the asshole because she's made some bad choices, but what are you doing to help her make better choices?
Right. And also as one of the comments in the last one that we read mentions, like, you are the model for your daughter's relationships with men. So if she's consistently choosing crappy boyfriends, maybe you should look at yourself a little bit too. Just saying. I'm not saying that's always the case, but, you know, because I had crappy dads and I turned out pretty okay. But like,
your first husband kind of negates that answer.
I don't think that's accurate. I mean, he wasn't great. I'm not going to say that he was like a good husband, but
he wasn't good anything.
Well, that's not entirely true.
I don't need to know about that. You can keep that to yourself, you nasty.
he wasn't was not great at that either. But anyway.
So he wasn't good anything. but I mean, yeah, to me, it's you think about he's putting this on the internet. Because I'm assuming because he feels like there's this thing with the airing your dirty laundry on the internet to me is weird because there's the anonymity portion of it where, oh, I can just send it and people will see it and talk to me about it and it makes me feel better. But it's like, you're not going to feel better by putting this on the internet. Also, how old are you and why are you on Reddit posting things about your daughter on Reddit? Grow up, dude. Like I said, I think he's the asshole, but not just because he won't pay for his daughter's wedding. I wouldn't pay for a 4th wedding either.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm reading some of these comments and I'm just like, oh my God, y'all are wild.
Do you want to do one more each?
Yes.
because I know what my last one's going to be. And we will, in the description of the podcast, include all of the links to the Reddit posts that we looked at, but even the ones that we didn't include in the episode. In case you all want to see how crazy our minds are, you can read the ones that we didn't include.
All right. This is, am I the asshole for calling my best friend a homophobic slur?
Yes. Well, it depends.
Last year, I gave my best friend a special gift for Pride Month. I drew a picture of him in front of a rainbow background holding the bi flag. He was really happy when he got it and said it was pretty sick. A few months later, he and his girlfriend broke up and he moved out of state. When I talked to her about it, she said that during their fight, he took my drawing and threw it in the garbage in a fit of rage. I was upset. I had worked so hard on that drawing. Hell, I even stayed up till 4 a.m. working on it. How could he do such a thing? I was bitter and angry. Then I decided that I wanted to get back at him. Coupled with his girlfriend saying, call him a queer for all I care, I went to Facebook Messenger and sent him a message saying, you're a fucking queer. He told me before that he didn't like that word. It felt good at the time, but as time went on, I felt more and more guilty about doing so. I didn't remember this at the time, but he explained that the reason he didn't like that word was because some rotten kid in school used it against him. That was the first time someone had ever been homophobic to him, and it hurt him deeply. For me to have called him that, I can't help but think that must have brought back some bad memories and put him in an even worse place. I've talked to some friends and family about it, and they don't think I've done anything wrong. They said that based on a few stories I shared about him, he didn't seem like a very nice person who deserved an apology. One even said, well, he is bi, right? So you just told him the truth and called him what he is. Not all of our interactions may have been perfect, but we did get at each other's throats and fight sometimes. But I still considered him my best friend. Am I the asshole? And then there's an update that says we both apologized to each other and agreed that what we did was wrong and insensitive. We are now best friends again.
That's good that they've mended their relationship. I think it was a little immature and asshole-ish to do, especially if you know that they don't like the term queer. That's kind of rude. I mean, to me, the term queer is very different now from what the negative connotation that it has had. I do see how some people in the alphabet mafia can see it as a negative term still, especially depending on the way that you use the term.
Right. In that instance,
it was meant to be negative, yeah.
It was meant to be a slur.
Hurtful, yeah.
Yeah, it was meant to hurt.
Like Ryan and I call each other. It's a puppy.
It's a puppy. Hello.
Do you want to pause so you can?
Yes.
Okay. And we're back. So, I mean, to me, I think, again, like we both said, I think he was the asshole at the time because he knew that it would hurt his friend, or they, I don't know, it doesn't say male or female. They knew that it would hurt their friend and they shouldn't have done it because they were mad that I don't even understand the justification for doing it.
I don't understand.
Especially if you feel like they're your best friend, why would you say something negatively to hurt your best friend?
Right.
Except for I don't like that talking about their partner. Not.
Oh, my God. Okay. But wait, hold on. Because the first question said, do you even know if he really did throw out that picture or if the ex-girlfriend is just trying to ruin your friendship? And OP replied saying, what if I told you that his ex told me he raped her in her sleep? When I asked him about it, he said that was true, but went on to say that he only did because she said she had a rape kink.
What?
So why are you friends with this person anyway?
I don't even see that. What?
I'm just like,
oh, I see that now. I think this is fake.
I'm like, y'all are just, what? Like, first of all, if you're into CNC, there's still boundaries. There's still like, anyway, so I'm just over here like, okay.
That's weird. These people seem very toxic.
Agreed.
Well, do you want to move on to my last one? That's going to be fun.
Yes, I do.
All right. So this last one is, am I the asshole for not warning my wife about my ass rag, which is beautiful name.
Great name.
Okay. Context. My wife is weird about butt stuff. I'm not talking about sexual butt stuff. That's obviously personal and up to the individual. I mean, her unwillingness to acknowledge that anything comes out of butts or that people have buttholes. That's a bit much. When we bought our house, I wanted to install a bidet, but my wife was against it. I told her she doesn't have to use it, but she said just seeing it would gross her out. I mentioned not feeling clean just from wiping with paper, and she didn't understand. Not everyone has a naturally hairy asshole that barely requires wiping. She asked if I could find an alternative. I said that I could use wet wipes, but they're not flushable. None of them are BTW, so they'd have to go in the trash. She didn't like the idea of poopy things in the trash can. That's childish. Right. How old are these people?
I don't know.
Poopy things in the trash can, and told me to figure something out so that she didn't know about. So on to my ass rag. I took an old towel, tore it up, and installed a discreet hook behind the toilet to hang the rag. Ew, it's completely hidden. The way our bathroom is set up, we only have one. Oh, okay. I was going to say, just get another bathroom. The sink is right next to the toilet, so I'm able to wet the rag, clean up, wash it in the sink, and hang it back up. I swap it out a couple times a week. Gross? Question mark? Maybe. But I figured that's my business, since my wife did not want to hear about my butthole cleaning habits. Recently, my wife and I were showering together, and she forgot to bring a washcloth for herself. I don't use one. I use a Sisal pouch. Sisal? I don't know
what that is.
With bar soap. I offered to hop out and grab her a washcloth, but she said, no, don't worry about it. I'll use yours, and reached for my ass rag. I can't get over this term. I said, you don't want to use that. And she asked why. I just said, trust me. She kept pushing. So I came clean about my ass rag. She was horrified, started dry heaving, and kicked me out of the shower. Apparently she had been using it as a washcloth for years whenever she forgot hers, which is often. Oh, what I don't get is how she thought it was that was my washcloth, because A, it's hidden behind the friggin' toilet, and B, she knows I don't use a washcloth. We got into an argument. From my perspective, it was obvious that my ass rag wasn't a washcloth. All bets are off when you use someone else's shit without asking, but her butthole hang up is interfering with my personal hygiene. From her perspective, I violated a clear boundary she set years ago, and I'm just overall gross person. I did apologize, but I was upset and my apology wasn't really sincere. I'm sleeping on the couch right now to try to give her some space, but I'd like to know if I owe her a more sincere apology over the ass rag fiasco. I'm really not sure, and her reaction has me thinking that maybe I actually am disgusting and am lacking the perspective to see it. But I also don't think her butthole aversion is normal, and it's the main reason I ended up resorting to this kind of ass rag solution in the first place and not telling her about it. That's disgusting. I feel bad for her, but also I kind of don't feel bad for her. Sarah's just lost in the abyss. It is like, I don't understand why you would use someone else's washcloth or cleaning cloth on your body when you're cleaning yourself.
Yeah, I don't understand using somebody else's washcloth.
Also, why wouldn't you just like wet toilet paper and clean? Like, why isn't that a better option?
It can break apart too easily.
Get
but
better.
Also, he's wrong. There are flushable wipes.
They're technically not. None of them are. The only, like, even toilet paper isn't really that flushable.
Right, but like Cottonelle, for example, falls apart super easy once it's actually like in the toilet.
Yeah, so, but I mean, technically you shouldn't be flushing anything down your toilet, not even like toilet paper. I don't agree with that. I think it's stupid, but
I'm like, what are you gonna do? But like, okay, I mean, so here's the thing. Oh God.
So gross.
It's so gross. First of all, why are you reusing it multiple times as well?
I don't understand that. Yeah.
I'm like, if you're going to do that, okay, yes, it's good that he's like rinsing it after, but he needs to like actually wash it, like put it through the washer after he's rinsed it. Cause that's all he's doing. He's not actually getting it clean. Like, so I'm just over here like, why are you reusing it, first of all? And secondly, why?
The person's username is the shitinator.
Oh my God.
I don't understand.
But also, okay, what about like just stepping into the shower, right? And just rinsing yourself.
You're gonna get naked and rinse yourself after every toilet usage.
After every poop? Like, how often are you pooping?
Maybe they poop a lot. Maybe they have ABS. No.
IBS.
IBS. Irritable bowel syndrome.
I mean,
I don't know. I also don't understand her hang up with a bidet.
I also don't understand her hang up with a bidet because also, like, it doesn't even look like anything.
There's also like travel bidets that you could have gotten instead.
There's so many other things that they could have done to handle this and didn't.
Such a weird concept.
Just went straight to ass rag.
just went straight to the whole rag. I don't understand.
At least
for a straight guy, he's actually cleaning his hole.
I mean, true, accurate, but the bar's in fucking hell, friend. Like,
and I don't understand those people that use, like, if you use something to clean yourself that you can't put in the washer and dryer and clean, that's weird to me.
I get that.
I've seen like all of these TikToks where it's like they're talking about how white people don't use washcloths. I'm like, I use a washcloth.
No. Yeah. Apparently, a lot of us don't use washcloths. To be fair, I admittedly was one of those people growing up. And then like also apparently we don't wash our legs. There's apparently a bunch of white people who don't wash their legs because they're
just weird
like,
too.
The soap just runs down my legs and they're clean.
You don't think you have to scrub?
I'm like, but what about like, what if you have dirt or something on your legs? Like, you gotta scrub it off.
I don't understand. It's like, why do you have to scrub and wipe your arms and your butt, like your chest and stuff, but you don't need to scrub your legs and your feet?
Right?
That doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense. I don't understand.
That's so strange. But I mean, to me, like, they're both idiots. They're both assholes in this situation. Also, I guess maybe look for a new house that has a separate bathroom and then you can have your own bidet and stuff in your own bathroom.
Right?
Weird. I wonder how old these people are.
I don't know.
I always think that whenever we read these, I'm like, how old are these people?
Right? And when somebody doesn't give their age, I'm just like, how old are you?
What is your mental deficit that you think it's okay to post this stuff online?
Like, how judgy should I be right now?
No. Are they like 22? Although they've been living together for a while now, and they've probably been married for a few years before they moved in.
So they're at least in their late 20s. They might be
at least late 20s. Yeah. So weird. But anyways, what are you doing this weekend? Working?
I'm working this weekend. That's good. And then Monday I have a doctor's appointment, and then Tuesday I have my interview.
Have you heard anything about your
medical marijuana?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Did they give you like a timeline?
They did not.
Have you called them?
I'm going to call them on Monday.
Sarah's terrible at not calling people to figure out what's going on and following up with things.
I am. It's because I have very little spoonage.
Spoonage?
Yes.
Why are we talking about crystal meth, Sarah?
Oh my God, we're not talking about crystal meth. So I think I've explained this on here before. So it's spoons. You wake up in the... Okay, so...
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Oh. He's on the run from the police. Anyway, so...
I like how we both reacted the same
way. Yeah, we did. If you're neurodivergent, you start off the day with a certain number of spoons, which equals energy. Okay. Each task takes a certain amount of energy to complete. And some days you wake up with less spoons than other days. I unfortunately have been in a huge deficit of spoons for a while. I've been running on fumes for like the last 3 years.
Go to the store, buy some more spoons, Sarah.
What? If it worked that way, I would have done that by now.
Get some, I'm sure there's someone like on the street corner that just gives out spoons.
Yeah.
A lighter, a syringe. Wait.
Hold up. Wrong spoon. Anyway, so it's difficult for me to get things done because I still suffer from brain fog because of the long COVID. So I'll forget and then I'll remember and then I'll forget again. And then other times I'll remember, but then I have no energy to do the thing, or I'll remember and it's too late in the day to do the thing.
Yeah, that's the bad part. That's usually the reason I have to wait until like the next day and then put a reminder on my calendar to do it.
And like sometimes times my calendar works and is helpful, and other times I forget I have a calendar.
I'm on my computer all the time, so it's like I just add things to my work calendar and it notifies me on my phone and my Outlook and all that jazz. Oh, also, speaking of my Outlook, I had a comment that, and I don't want to say it went viral because I don't think it, that's, I don't know that that's true. So my comment from, let's see, where is it? So I was on, her name is Laura on TikTok. She does a lot of those videos where she's like talking on Zoom to someone and she says, how do you professionally say do your job or something like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she commented, or she posted a video, and it was her reenacting, sending a message, an email to more than, an email to someone that had to a group that had more than 20 recipients in it.
Holy
and
cow.
She was like, that's not weird to me.
It's a lot. Anyway.
I've sent this week, just this week, I've sent at least 4 emails to over 600 people in one email. So it's not weird to me. But anyways, moving on. That, because I send it to the all Quincy, like all facility people. But anyway, she was talking about how she's like, she was rereading the emails, reading it out loud, saying, okay, that doesn't sound right. But I'm second guessing the email. But then she sent it, and then it cuts to like her sitting in the corner, and it's like, attachment, is this a good time to let you know that you forgot to put me in there? She forgot to add the attachment before she sent it.
Oh no.
So I posted a note and I said, that is why I have my Outlook set up to warn me if I didn't attach a file, and it reads attached in the message. Saved me so many times. I've gotten over 1200 likes on that.
Dang.
And 15 replies. And then I posted a screenshot of the settings that you have to have in your Outlook to make it work.
Love that. Look, like, at you spreading knowledge and awareness.
I'm just like, I couldn't live without it. And I don't even think I had to turn it on. I think it just went with one of the updates, it automatically checked it. So now anytime you go to send an email, it will read, it will check the email. And if it says see attached or has the word attached in the email, it says, it looks like you forgot to attach something. Do you want to send anyway? Sometimes it's annoying because I don't mean that I'm attaching something.
Yeah, I get that. Wow, that's pretty cool. Good for you. Yeah.
Well, my weekend, thanks for asking.
Literally was getting ready to, but you've been talking this whole time.
Oh, so now I talk too much. Okay,
oh,
I see.
My God.
I actually don't really know. Ryan and I were just discussing what we're going to do on Sunday. And he was like, I don't know that we need to do much because it is Mother's Day. So we don't want to do like anything crazy because it's going to be insanely busy anyway. So we're going to grab like 5 guys and then come back home and watch scary movies. I was like, should we watch that one movie where the woman murders the reporter for wearing white shoes after Labor Day? And he goes, you mean Serial Mom? I said, yes.
What is, okay, Serial Mom.
Yeah, it's a funny, I don't think I've ever actually seen the entire movie, but I'm sure you've seen a clip of it where, I'm assuming you've seen a clip of it where she's like having tea with one of her neighbors and she keeps prank calling one of her neighbors. And one of the big prank calls is she just calls her and says the word pussy willows. So she's sitting there and she goes, are those pussy willows? And then the woman that she keeps getting the prank call realizes she's the one that's been prank calling her. It's a fun movie. I've, like I said, I don't think I've ever actually seen it all the way through, but the clips that I've seen, it looks hilarious.
Oh my God. Well, Matthew Lillard's in it, so.
So other than that, I have school stuff to do. Although this week is a really light week because it's just a discussion board post. And I really need to apparently pay closer attention because last week I apparently didn't ask enough questions to my peers. I didn't ask enough questions to my peers. And I only included one reference in my discussion board. So I got docked 4 points.
Oops.
Which is not that big of a deal. And then she docked 2 points because I only did 6 slides and it said that it needed to be a minimum of 8. But I still have a 97%, which is fine.
There you go.
Other than that, editing this, I'm almost done with my Rizzoli and Isles catch-up binge.
Love that.
I'm on my last season.
You're on the last season already? Dang.
Yeah, there were only 7.
I was watching this this show with Mac the other day. It's on Netflix. It's called Evil, and it's like the X-Files, except make it Catholic.
Oh, okay.
It was real interesting. So if you're looking for something to binge, I'd recommend it. It's got some creepy scenes in it. So,
well, that's about it. You want to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
Right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you liked this episode, please give us a like and comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. And if you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. This will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up on the search, then we are not on that platform. If there is something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great week, since this will be coming out on Monday. And enjoy your Mother's Day for you mothers out there.
Happy Mother's Day.
Sarah, have a good weekend.
You too.
Oh, also, I've decided to, we're sending a sweatshirt to one of the other podcast hosts because they're the only person that's reached out about a sweatshirt.
Okay.
And I'm going to be shipping that out tomorrow.
Yay!
So her name is Amanda from One Nothing Podcasts. I am shipping the sweatshirt out to her tomorrow. So she is excited about it. And she said she will be repping us down in Florida. Although she said it is hot down there. So she will probably only be wearing it in the fall.
Fair,
I saw something on her post or on her Instagram the other day where she said it was 90 degrees in her apartment.
Holy shit.
And she said it was because her AC just went out and they're coming to fix it over the next couple of weeks, but she's grabbing a portable AC unit over the next couple of days.
Oof.
So that's
her.
Right. All right.
Jesus.
Well, that was it, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.